Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Joniak.
And it keeps getting better for the Bears defense.
The voice of your Chicago Bears.
And in the backfield, Akeem Hicks. He takes the handoff, and he is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Fridge revisited. Akeem Hicks punctures the goal line.
Twitter.com/Jeff Joniak.
Shotgun snap. Hand off to Burton, to Cohen, to throw to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Anthony Miller from Tariq Cohen. And Matt Nagy pulls another trick out of his bag.
Jeff Joniak with Mully and Haw.
You have got to be kidding me. Fade to black.
Jeff Joniak, you are ridiculous.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are broadcasting live from Dunkin', 1519 West Madison Street. Chicago runs on Dunkin', and get down here. We got some celebrity appearances. Clark is here right now. Hilarious. And Jeff Joniak joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Where was my invite this morning?
Well, we're a little hurt you didn't come. But I think Staley's going to make an appearance. So
really?
We're going to be covered. Yeah.
You guys should have a good
Benny
time,
Benny the Bull. And, well, you know, I got to tell you, Clark and I traded hats for a minute.
They bonded, yeah.
I have a White Sox hat on, and then he like, wiped his armpits
yeah.
and
oh,
then sneezed
boy.
On it and yeah. gave it back. So there could we
that's
could
like,
come to blows
that's like
before
the
whole
the gloves
thing's
right
over.
There, isn't it?
That's right, buddy. You got to be careful. Mascot wars. So, Jeff, help us out. Where are you on the Mitchell turning off the TV issue? Can you believe that got so much national attention?
No,
just keep
I don't.
The radio on, right?
I just can't believe it. Yeah, turn the TV sound down and turn the radio up. Come on, guys. Really? I mean, it's to me. Don't care. It's just such a silly thing. I mean, I don't have a chance to sit there and watch the news conferences
right.
for a lot of different reasons. So, I mean, I'm not looking at his face or anything like that. I didn't see the TV replay of the interview or whatnot. But I went in the locker room after that. I didn't know about that after. And he was in a great mood. I mean, I rarely see him in the locker room. So, I had a little chat with him, nothing about anything important. But it's all good. I mean, it's just a comment. I mean, I think it's probably more tongue-in-cheek than anything. But to me, it doesn't matter. But apparently every slightest vibration right now, I always compare these things to spiders on a web. The slightest vibration, that spider's going to move and try and get its prey. So the slightest vibration right now with the Chicago quarterback is drawing national attention and filling their time slots quite well with video.
Jeff, if he were playing better, I think everybody would have collectively shrugged at what he said. I think there's so much attention and scrutiny based on everything that he does
yeah.
and says and how he acts because he lacks confidence on the field, and I think people interpreted that as maybe a lack of a confidence off of it. What will happen Sunday? How will that change? What can the Bears do to get him in a rhythm so he starts believing in himself enough to make a difference?
Well, as I've said for weeks now, they got to help him too, right? And I know it's not just on that, but collectively, the offense is just not been in sync really one time this year to really get down to the brass tacks of it. So how do you get that? I mean, yes, you could take a page out of that Detroit game last year and how effective they were against the Lions at home in week 10. They turned around and did it again with not as a productive offensive effort on Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. But, you know, again, just the simple stuff that Matt Nagy says, and maybe fans and media get tired of hearing it, but find completions, have fun, you know, be yourself out there. Almost every week I do asked Matt Nagy in the pregame interview before the game, you know, what are you looking for these guys? And it always invariably goes back to the offense and Mitch and just having fun, letting it loose. So if that could be part of the solution, you know, you get a second chance to make a first impression right here. And the reason I say that is the midpoint has that feel. You know, you got seven conference games, and whatever aspirations you still have or whatever thoughts of trying to get into the mix at the end and pulling this thing out of the gutter, you know, you got that opportunity here with these teams playing four division games. This is the first of the four. I mean, it's still a long, long road out of that cellar. But, you know, if you can find these completions and get more people involved in the offense. I mean, last week with one targeted throw to Trey Burton, Anthony Miller, Adam Shaheen, and no catches. I mean, that you got to get more balance in here in the passing game, not just balance in the offense.
I've been saying this, Jeff, and I understand that this is a very bad idea, especially this week because of the quarterback you're against and the offense that has scored the points that the Lions are scoring. But I don't know that the Bears can get aggressive on offense, but I keep feeling maybe they can get aggressive on defense. And Chuck Pagano was supposed to be blitzing like crazy and all this stuff. I feel like I'm watching the Bears play a prevent sometimes because they know the offense doesn't score. Why not go after this guy? Why not go after this team? And I get it. You're risking a lot if you start going blitz happy, but I just want aggression out of my football team.
Right. I agree with you. I did think they were going to blitz a lot more than they have, and whether they're just, if that's their version of complimentary football right now to keep things close, this Lions team, they can get on you. They're the one of three teams now in the league to have the lead in every game, as the Bears had a lead in every game. Last week was the first time under Matt Nagy they did not in 2 years, and they keep the lead for a big chunk of the game. So if you want, you know, you may have to get into that kind of game to beat the Lions. And as bad as the defensive numbers say, they still have some very impressive players, and they got to take down some very important people and figure out how to move them out of the way. So it's not going to be as easy. I think it's a very dangerous situation against this Lions team right now, because if you want to talk about confidence, Matthew Stafford has it as much as anybody right now. Darrell Bevell, who I one time did interview for the Bears coaching job years ago, has really unlocked his leash. I mean, he's just crazy good right now. And the Bears have not given up a lot of big plays, tied for third in the league in 20-plus yard plays, and he will challenge that no matter what they do, blitz or otherwise. He will do it. He's going to go downfield, and this is the day where the defense and the secondary in particular has to be quite aggressive at the catch point against those receivers, because they're tearing it up. That goes for the tight end, T.J. Hockenson. Takeaways. Most importantly, Galladay and Marvin Jones.
Yeah, I'm looking for takeaways, Jeff. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think that help a ton.
And this conversation with Jeff Joniak on a Bears Friday is brought to you by Dunkin'. Chicago runs on Dunkin'. And, Jeff, before we let you go, so if the Bears make the changes on the offensive line that Matt Nagy avoided talking about yesterday, but if Cody Whitehair goes back to center and James Daniels goes back to guard the way it was last year, how surprised are you that the Bears essentially are giving up in that experiment with James Daniels at center, a position many people believed was his best position?
Well, if they're going to do this, I won't automatically just rubber stamp it as a failure. I mean, it's maybe the idea of looking for any kind of spark to get the fire started. I mean, and I even think Matt referred to that in one of his quotes yesterday. You know, they are very lucky to have Cody Whitehair, number one. He is the most amenable player. Did I say that right? amenable player that they have on this roster, willing to do just about anything in the name of the team. And so he's constantly readjusting his position and style and substance and everything he has to do. So they're very lucky to have Cody Whitehair to even be able to make that switch if they're going to do that. And with Daniels, he's 22 years old right now. His best football is ahead of him. And I do believe he's one of the guys I circled to take that next step this year, and that those guys have not done that just yet completely. But he's still a very young player and still a lot to learn and to use his body in the right way. And maybe this is going to decompress some of the pressure on him as well for the time being. I wouldn't just assume that it means that he can never play center again. And if they decide that this is the way they want to move forward and it's a good thing, then I'm okay with that, too. That would be a positive.
All right, Jeff, thank you, buddy. Looking forward to it. Hopefully the pain stops.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Great story in The Athletic.
Got to have that pain stop, man. Hurting too much. Got to get it down. Get it.
All right, pal. God bless.
See you guys.
That's Jeff Joniak.
Good story on in The Athletic by Fishbane on Jeff, Tom, Doug Coletti, the whole crew that is out there every Sunday. And they'll be out there again on Sunday doing the Bears-Lions.
They're not booing from the press box.
No, they're not booing. No, they're actually doing the opposite. I mean, Jeff is he's pretty active during those games. He gets sore. He needs a massage afterward.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's irresistible.
Wow, good morning.
It's Mully and Haw. We're delighted to bring
Wake up, Chuck.
Chuck Swirsky into the conversation.
Yes, good morning. You know what? I love the theme music. Thank you. By the way, let's give some props to Tommy Edwards.
Yeah, tomorrow
yes.
night.
Yep, tomorrow night.
End of an era.
How about that? You know, I actually replaced Tommy Edwards in the early 80s. He went to Boston. He was a program director.
That's right.
And I replaced him, and then I had to make a decision, stay as PA announcer or call play-by-play for DePaul. And so I did the Blue Demons for 14 years.
Good choice, Chuck.
Yeah.
I think it worked out okay for you.
Yeah. But anyway, so I want to congratulate Tommy. He's had a tremendous run.
And thank you for getting up early and coming over here, Chuck. And it's been a difficult week. Any week in the NBA when you're traveling is probably a toll it takes on you, so we appreciate that. How would you describe this week for the Bulls, because the Lakers game was a big disappointment.
Yes.
The Hawks game was a nice bounce back moment.
Yep.
But there have been, it's been a lot of tension. It seems like it's been 3 weeks packed into one.
Well, I mean, the travel, listen, it comes with the territory. I will never complain about my job. I love my job. I'm very passionate. I eat, live, and breathe it. And so, you know, I love the quote Larry Bird. When Larry Bird was running the Pacers, They would give Larry Bird the schedule in early August. He'd take a look at it and flip it back to the PR people and say, all right, 41 home, 41 road. I mean, he really didn't care whether or not there were three games and four nights and you were bouncing around the United States or in Toronto. I mean, it is what it is. But the schedule itself, now, you know, the Bulls are in a comfort zone, so to speak, because they're going to be home with the exception of a one-day trip to Milwaukee. over the next 7 to 10 days. So we're going to learn a lot about the ball club because I think it's imperative that they establish some type of home court personality where they can come into the United Center and say, this is our building. To me, it's a priority. I mean, it really is for a lot of different layers, but I think they've got to win at home.
You know, I felt all along, Chuck, with the Bulls, that it was going to take a little while for that group to sort of grow together because they brought in so many new faces. And even the guys coming back didn't log a ton of minutes together.
It Correct.
Just because of injury and all the rest of it. Are we starting to get a better sense of who this team is? And was it unrealistic? I think we looked at the schedule, and again, we looked at the quality of opponents and thought, boy, if they don't start winning early, they're not going to be able to win late because that's when the real danger comes in. But here they are, and they haven't started as strong as a lot of people wanted them to. Led in a lot of games, had some really good leads, but were struggling to close out.
Well, Mully, you know what? I mean, if I would be lying if I didn't tell you I'm disappointed. I think the ball club's better than what they played. Having said that, you know, I'm sure if you're Charlotte or if you're New York or, you know, some of the other clubs the Bulls have faced, you know, they want to win an NBA game too. At the end of the day, you know, the talent, in my opinion, they've assembled some pretty good players on this club. Mm-hmm. They really have. The question is, you know, how long will it take for this team to mesh? They've got a lot of young players. As you mentioned, you know, Otto played 15 games last year. That's not a lot. They bring in a new point guard in Satoransky. You know, Wendell played 40 games. Hutchison is now coming back. He played 44 games. I mean, Markkanen missed a lot of the season a year ago. And, you know, finally, I think he played his second best game the other night. You know, opening night, he was magnificent against Charlotte.
And then it sort of disappeared for a while.
Yep.
Chuck, you work at it so hard, and you're around there a lot, and you're privy to a lot of things that we don't see and the public doesn't see. Jim Boylan is a pretty polarizing guy. And so when you hear some of the opinions offered about Jim Boylan, what goes through your mind, and what are some things that you might know about him and his approach that we don't?
Okay, that's a good question. Well, I mean, I'm thinking back to even when I was doing college ball with Ray and Joey Meyer at DePaul, Steve Fisher at the University of Michigan, who I loved to death. I mean, what he did with the Fab Five, how he coached that Fab Five team, and now seeing men like Juwan Howard and Jalen Rose and Chris Webber and Jimmy King and Ray Jackson. And then when I went to the Raptors, we had everyone from different ends of the spectrum, from Lenny Wilkins, who was a player's coach in every sense of the word. I mean, he was old school, very few rules, just show up, play, didn't run a lot of plays, just get after it. Then I saw, you know, like, you know, with the Bulls, where you had Tibbs, who was a micromanager. Jim Boylan, to me, is probably the most passionate head coach I have ever been around in the 40 years I've been doing this at the collegiate and the pro level.
Wow.
And when I say that, he is all in. He is all in every phase. I mean, whether it's marketing, whether it's personalities with players, whether it's coaching, whether it's community work, he's all in. So at this point, you know what? They have a season to play. He's got a job to do as a head coach, and I wish him all the best.
As the mascots.
Okay. Yeah, we all had our heart stop a second.
Yeah.
It's just the mascots. We've got a lot
making
of mascots
an entrance.
Here. Look at this.
A lot of people in uniforms.
What?
In costumes. And the mascots.
Oh, boy. Look at this.
Yeah.
What a crew. All right.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, I'm not sure I want to do play-by-play as Staley.
Help us out. So, you look at a guy like Lauri Markkanen, and I think that's been one that I'm struggling to understand because he played so much better a year ago than he has this year. Is he still finding his role?
It seems like he's
shooting more from the outside, but he's not crashing the board. You know, that's a 7-foot man. You expect more.
You know what, Mully? I think he's still trying to figure things out himself.
Okay.
This kid, and he is a kid, he's 21, 22. He has a lot of talent, a tremendous skill set, and he's no longer on page two or one and a half of the scouting report. When you start mentioning Chicago Bulls basketball, he's one or 1A with Zach LaVine. So he's going to have to, you know, from a consistency standpoint, and also where he receives the ball, is he advancing the ball, how many shots he takes. And I'm talking, when I say, you know, he needs to take a volume of shots, I'm not talking about just taking shots for the sake of taking shots. I'm talking about winning percentage shots, that when he's open on the elbow, take that shot. If he can beat his man off the ball, take it to the rim. You know, he should be going to the foul line, you know, 5-6 times a game.
Is Kobe White a guy who could be a 1 or 1A on a good Bulls team?
Yes. You know who he reminds me of after seeing him now? Two players. From a Chicago standpoint, he reminds me of Ben Gordon.
Okay. Instant offense.
Yes. And he reminds me, and I hope he has this type of career, because if he has this type of career, he's going to have a long career and a very successful career. He reminds me a lot of Lou Williams of the Clippers.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah.
And he's lasted a long time.
Yes, he has. I mean, he came out of high school, no NBA ball for Lou. He, you know, was a great high school player in Georgia and been six-man award winner twice. If he can have that type of career, remember, Ben Gordon was a really, really, really good player here. And then he went to Detroit as a free agent, and things just kind of like flattened out. But I am very, very high on Kobe White.
Chuck, thank you so much.
My
Thanks
pleasure.
For coming by, buddy. Really appreciate it.
I love the Bears. You know, I did their pre-app and post.
Yes.
For 12 years.
That's right.
With Larrabee and Butkus and Jim Hart and Bob Arcus.
They had quarterback issues and scoring points. And
you
good
know
what? Back then too, right, Chuck?
David,
right,
let me tell you what. Mitch was one of our interns. Let me tell you what. I am convinced, had they had consistency at quarterback, they would have gone to more than one Super Bowl. It's a shame that club went to one Super Bowl with the talent they had. Well, I'm serious.
I'm not arguing.
They ever had consistency at quarterback? It's the great mystery of the Bears. You know, created the middle linebacker position, Hall of Fame running backs galore. The quarterbacks, Sid Luckman still holds some records.
If the Bears had the Lions quarterback, they'd be 7-1 right now.
I agree with you.
It's just that simple.
You know what? Matthew Stafford, to me, you know, he receives a lot of criticism. I'm telling you right now, David, this guy is tough.
Yes.
He is a tough, tough quarterback. I like the guy. I mean, a lot of people are down on him. I'm a big Matthew Stafford. I'm a big Benny the Bull fan.
We've got them all here.
Benny bowled at 300 last night.
We got
Teddy,
really?
Yeah.
I saw that. What'd you bowl?
I didn't.
No?
I just was like...
You were the mascot?
I was the mascot. All right.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, Chuck. Thank you, buddy.
See ya.
Great. We got all the mascots here. Crazy. Let's get some traffic. An update.
I'll give you traffic, too, if you want.
You know what? We got traffic here. We got Tommy Hawk, Staley, Clark, Southpaw, and Benny the Bull just walked in, too.
We were joking around here when you talked about all the mascot suits. I said, well, what is everyone else, right? We're talking about the show's host, right? So you get one of you guys is Clark and one of you guys is Benny, right? I mean, is that how we're doing it right now? Or not?
No, we have the actual mascots.
No,
we're not mascots.
I know. I was just making a bad joke.
Well, we love the mascots. Staley is staring me down.
This week, Mully and Haw got you ready for the Bears' Week 10 matchup against the Lions with expert analysis from CBS NFL analyst Bill Cowher.
I think this team, maybe a year ago, was still built around a Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen running game. And I think getting the running game going, to me, it starts there. You can't get one-dimensional. You can't be averaging 3.6 yards per rush and say, okay, what's wrong with our passing game? It starts with the running game, and it helps the offensive linemen. So I think you have to kind of go back to the basics and a little bit of that. And, you know, at some point, maybe you have to start doing some things unconventional. But I think, again, getting back to running the football, that also helps the defense. It takes the pressure off of your quarterback. So I think it just has to start there.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi.
I think this game here, it sets up perfectly for the Bears. I mean, they can run the ball on Detroit. Detroit's given up almost 150 yards the last 2 weeks rushing. I mean, Detroit's defense is slow. They really can't cover. They try to play man-to-man, can't cover. They're not confusing in terms of it's going to be hard for MVP Mitch to figure it out. But, you know, they'll be able to run the ball. They just got to get the game into the 20s because the Lions can move the football.
The Chicago Tribune's Rich Campbell.
The pieces are in place that they've got to have a get-well game. And so much of Mitch's crisis right now is confidence. Getting Trubisky's confidence in a better spot is only going to help all the other stuff. In whatever scenario that ends up playing out at the end of this season, if Mitch is still their guy or Mitch is involved in a quarterback competition, then you could take the offseason and reassess what he's capable of in the pocket, in the normal offense. But for now, against the Lions defense that has not played particularly well, you can get Mitch going. As Nagy says, find the spark because he desperately needs it.
The Chicago Tribune's Brad Biggs.
With them losing the running back Kerryon Johnson for the remainder of the season, I think it's pretty much put everything on Stafford's shoulders for this team now. They've got a record that they wish would be a whole lot better right now at 3-4-1. They've managed to lose some close games that maybe they should have been able to pull out a couple of them. So that makes this an interesting matchup. The defense is struggling once again for the Detroit Lions. That's sort of a record that's been well played over the last several years. But Stafford's good enough to come in and take over a football game against about any opponent.
And Bears safety Eddie Jackson.
You're in the midst of a four-game losing streak. You're 3-5. Where is the locker room's belief in Matt Nagy, in Chuck Pagano, in the Bears coaching staff?
Oh, we're 100% behind, 100% our coaches, man. And, man, Coach Nagy, man, like, if people really understand the type of coach Coach Nagy is, like, they wouldn't even question what's, like, trying to blame him for what's going on. You know, Coach Nagy, like, he's a player's coach. He listens to us. You know, that's one thing we love about him. So we def run behind our coaches 110%. We just got to come together and just fix the problem.
Can the Bears defeat Detroit to break their four-game losing streak? Mully, Haw, and your reaction to Bears-Lions, Monday morning starting at 5 a.m.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And we are broadcasting live from the Dunkin' at 1519 West Madison Street. And if you're nearby, get here quick.
Yeah, get here quick. It's getting crowded.
It is.
You can
amazing.
See the mascots before they get arrested.
All the mascots are here. Benny, I had a great interview with Benny during the break.
Yeah, and he's never sounded better.
Staley's here.
Or
Southpaw,
smarter.
Clark, yeah. And Tommy Hawk is here as well. So it's all the major sports represented. And, of course,
Staley,
you and I
looks
are here.
Pretty good for somebody who's been through the first half of the season and been through as much. Staley is strong, though.
Well,
strong.
He's mentally strong. He did, unfortunately, collapse during that field goal recently. Don't even bring up. The mention of field goal kickers, it makes him take a knee because he just falls to his knees.
But he looks pretty strong.
He does. He's very strong.
He's had one
he's
of those
powerful.
He's had one of those plant-based Beyond Sausage sandwiches from Dunkin' right
here.
Yeah,
they're all, uh-oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh. There he is. A lot of mischief going on here.
I got a special greeting from him for saying that.
Yeah, have you guys eaten the plant-based sandwich yet?
We are waiting until after the show.
Yeah, wait until after the show.
Okay, that's very professional.
There's so much going on.
A lot going on.
Yeah, I nearly had a bite of one on air, because Clark was leaning over the table and giving it to me. I have tried on all the hats that are available from the mascots.
And it is a good reminder, Kevin, this Bears Friday on The Score is brought to you by Dunkin' Chicago Runs on Dunkin'.
So we talked about, you heard the various people with the Bears, and you are on the bandwagon this week. You feel that the four-game losing streak ends.
That overstates it. I mean, I don't think that I'm driving the bandwagon. I think that maybe I'm on it, but I was, you know, a reluctant passenger because I think you almost have to just go with the odds here. I can't fathom that this Bears team with this roster loses five games in a row this year. That would be, to me, a signature loss in the words of
Paul Agassi.
And I think that if you lose to the Lions at home, given the stakes, I got a couple questions, though. I want to know how well Mitch is going to play. I want to know how well the offensive line is going to protect him and also be able to run the football. And I am curious, Mully. I asked, I think it was Brad, about this. Eddie Pinheiro's never kicked, I think, in the NFL in sub-40-degree temperatures. And it's going to be cold on Sunday. And if it comes down to a field goal or it comes down to a close game, how will he perform in those conditions?
These are good questions to ask. You know, the Lions are obviously not playing great football. They started the season fairly strong, but they're ahead of the Bears in the NFC North, and they're looking to end their woes as much as the Bears are. My problem with the Bears right now is that they haven't done anything to engender confidence that they're going to get out of this hole. I haven't heard a single answer to what the issues are. I mean, even Matt Nagy yesterday talking about how good it's going to be when they finally figure out why. That means you don't know why? You don't know why you're losing? It's just madness. And that is a frightening comment to hear from the head coach, who is supposed to be the guy with the answers.
Absolutely. I think you want to see them come out in that I formation and maybe be a little bit more of a run-oriented team. Maybe that is their identity in the second half, because you don't know why. And here we are in 8 games into this season, and the question remains unanswered. What do the Bears do well offensively? They have not been able to tell us. So on Sunday, they better be able to show us.
Nobody even took me up on the offer.
Nobody did.
To answer what is wrong and what they do well.
Because nobody can.
I don't think
anyone
knows what
they do. How do you answer the unanswerable?
Well. Yeah. There is no answer.
It's a you know, mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma.
Yeah, we know what they do poorly.
Well, that's obvious. That's why they're 3-5.
That's right.
They do not challenge people offensively. They do not scare anybody, and they cannot complete a downfield pass. And that's a big problem. They don't commit to the run. That's a bigger problem. Those two things are related.
And the other thing that was said today, it might have been Jeff, where I was saying I wanted to see the Bears go aggressive on defense because I just want to see some aggression in some element of their team other than a return game. And
no, that wasn't Jeff. That was Staley.
With Staley.
Yeah.
And the response was basically they're kind of playing complementary defense. So that scares the hell out of me because I understand complementary offense. Keep that defense off the field, try to let them rest. But what in the name of God, why would the defense try to complement that offense?
No, you can't have that mindset.
No, you can't have that mindset at all.
You are not the complement. You are the main ingredient of this team. Why did the Bears come into this season presumed to be an NFC favorite or one of the teams you thought could get to the Super Bowl? That defense lost Akeem Hicks, so it went from being – you know, an elite defense, a great defense, to being above average.
So why did they play so well against the Vikings?
That's the key thing. It's hard to get past. They did turn it up. They do know how to play at a high level against a good team.
But only for one week.
It wasn't sustainable. That's the last time they won. That's got to change on Sunday.
All right. We're going to bring in Dan and Connor. We'll do some crosstalk next. We still have... Well, we have these guys are going nuts.
They're into the parking lot now.
Yeah.
Put some pants on, Clark.
Yeah, it's a little cold out, guys. All right, we'll bring in Dan and Connor next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.